Stammer, and Lady Davis Consumer from the Alaska State Capitol here in Seattle. Members present are Co-Chairman Representative Victorian, Representative Tiffany Zapowski, Representative Mayor Hopkins, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Andrew Terry. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to recognize our recording secretary, Lori Rowland, and the LA moderator, Alex Touche, and to both. Before we begin, please silence your phones and online. We're doing everything on the phone today, so not this morning. We are going to resume hearing on Senate Bill 10, Free Reduced Tuition for Essential Workers, sponsored by Senator Bennett, followed by House Bill 259, Permanent Fund Government 2575, Eastern Record County Split, sponsored by Representative Eddie Sparnholz. Finance Subcommittee will not be meeting until Wednesday morning, so we will have the entire time scheduled to attend to our business. I'd like the record to reflect that Rep. Cohen and Rep. Cohen joined us at an early date. There you go. We will begin our meeting by returning to Senate Bill 10, Free Reduced Tuition for Essential Workers. We last heard the bill on Wednesday, February 9th, when the sponsoring staff presented the bill. Today, we will hear the fiscal notes by the name of a CS to have one amendment to the bill. Please note the official amendment deadline for this bill will be set. As that been said yet, first I'd like to invite the bill sponsor and his staff to join us with any opening remarks that are made, and each of them please come forward. 0110-32-L-027-M.A. Is there an objection to the motion?
Well, I'd like for purposes of discussion.
I'm just curious what our other amendment is arguing. And you'd be like, I don't know what it is.
I guess so.
If I could speak to your motion,
yes, ma'am.
The amendment simply updated the deadline to continue the legislation. The first date of the amendment amends the deadline for an eligible interested person and all completion of the grant program. The previous date has already passed. The second date updated amends the deadline for the conclusion of the grant program. And the third date amendment amends the deadline for the final report of program efficacy.
Thank you.
these are all really good at a table. It's not close conversation. And they can put everybody out there. Don't take class right out there. But then they come back to do performance in the classroom. And so my arguments can be extremely good when you have these hard conversations together. I can just love your mother's support in choosing women towards education. And this one, this is bigger than that. This is just really determining if we're going to have a dividend, whether you're looking at a major one, this is bigger than education. So I have a lot of you supporting this because of that, because this is just not education, but this is the most bigger bill that I can feel about in the education community. Thank you.
Issues, but also to find the nexus between habits and school issues, and that various essential services throughout the state, education being one of them. I think that this bill is a good conversation starter. I think it merits additional dialogue and growth, and we really look forward to the opportunity to be a part of those conversations.
Yes, I would like to add to that. I think very important conversations to have. Your discussion, and I'm pleased to see the priority of essential services to education. I just think it's so much a part of this puzzle for a good workforce, for engaged citizens, to be looking at those fixed expenses when we offer you grant initiatives to help whatever the districts have identified, where your types of services are, how to continue to pay for those. Is that a critical piece? I was pleased that when you do the outline of what was included in primary education, you talk about people transportation was included with the safety based on your education, and people transportation has not had an increase to districts in many years, and I know they're having to take from the general fund dollars because they're not getting enough to cover people transportation costs, so I found that significant. I'm in the budget allocation bill, that's a 4% increase to help cover increased costs, and I think $7 million, I believe it's $66 million in public education the first year of this bill, if I'm remembering the numbers right, and 4% with a 57, for public education money was only 4% increase, and it's inflation has been 8%, less than 10% in the last decade, and our costs have gone up. And so, certainly, when I look at how we can help education, it's a realistic number of dollars that can go to education while still having essential services, public health, public safety, covered. And I guess that's substantial burden in my estimation of the bill. So, I tell you that that will be best. I hope to have silence to. Be considered by the body. So thank you for the focus and priority of public education. I'm Representative Brown, Bank Manager. I'm getting between Representative Story and myself as a representative about 25 years of experience on school boards, and Representative Brown is also from the Catholic School Board. We have struggled for years to not have to cut. And I know that the school board of Cambridge and other districts within the state is dealing with a nearly $70 million shortfall in their budget that we're working to structure right now. And I don't see anything wrong with the education committee dealing with the funding bill. We have seen the struggle every day, and all of you are doing visits by the school board members. They're all in the building today. And they hear about the issues that they have meeting their budgets. And I'm pleased to support this, but thank you very much, Ms. Walter. Thank you very much. Any question? I see Mark Allen has a question. It's okay. Mark Allen.
Yeah, thank you, Manager. I'm a question. I'm a
to see how your mind is going to pick up from that with this bill. My biggest issue is your change of money towards the amount of the vaccine. And as far as I'm concerned, as it goes to a lot of people, I cannot support it. And it changed my dividend, makes it go in front of the people.
Thank you. Thank you, for that comment. Thank you. And your other thing to your comments about today has built to 59. I think for the voters, I just want to address before we take final action. Thanks for that. We're going to make additional comment. This bill is referred to the Committee to Securities and Education Funding for Public Education after this committee. It goes to any households and needs, and there's no other finance out of it. So that's along the way where we will look at the fiscal impacts. And I think the discussions about the dividend formula are part of that. We have a conversation that each other around this building needs to be a part of. It means that, we have spent over $1 per child than we did in fiscal year, but as I mentioned earlier, our costs are going up and our national rankings have gone down. I want to point out that it's actually not because we're doing worse than we were. Actually, most of our performance metrics are within a few points of where we were in fiscal year 2010. And our graduation rates thereafter have actually significantly improved. What has changed during that time is that other states across the nation have made strategic investments in education, like offering universal national pre-K, which has proven to improve educational outcomes and overall success for our parents. So it's not actually that we're doing worse, it's that other states are doing better. And if we're going to solve our problems, there is going to have to be some investment. We do also need to look at other things like cost drivers, like healthcare, which is something I've been working on for several years, and so we need to address those things. But if our primary cities won't go anywhere, if you don't get people to take. And so I think it's important that we create a stable and growing funding for public education so that we can start making those investments in innovations and improvement programs like work across the nation for states that have passed us up in our national rankings. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas. Madam Chair, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move to report House Bill 259, version 32-L-S-1362. Back to the committee. All committee with individual recommendations and I plead for some votes. Sure.